Taiwan passes its first dedicated crypto law with 7-year prison terms. Taiwan's legislative yuan passed the Virtual Asset Service Act on June 30, 2026, the island's first dedicated law for crypto businesses. The act names the Financial Supervisory Commission, FSC, as the sole regulator for the sector and sets licensing rules for exchanges, custodians, and stablecoin issuers. Until now, crypto firms in Taiwan operated mainly under anti-money laundering registration rather than a purpose-built statute. The vote replaces a patchwork of guidance with a single legal regime. Any virtual asset service provider, or VASP, must obtain FSC approval before operating and meet requirements covering internal controls, cybersecurity, and business continuity. The law also creates Taiwan's first legal definition and framework for stablecoins, defined as virtual assets pegged to one or more fiat currencies. A single regulator replaces piecemeal oversight, centralizing authority under the FSC is the structural change here. Firms previously dealt with a mix of AML rules and informal expectations. The new statute gives one agency clear jurisdiction over who can offer crypto services and under what conditions, which removes ambiguity that had left both operators and users guessing about the rules. Enforcement carries weight. Running an unlicensed VSP or issuing an untrusted stablecoin can bring up to 7 years in prison and fines reported at roughly $3.1 million, alongside penalties for fraud and market manipulation. That penalty ceiling puts Taiwan among the stricter Asian jurisdictions on unlicensed activity, and it signals that the FSC intends the licensing gate to be a hard requirement rather than a formality. The rollout runs on a staggered clock. The law is passed, but the rulebook that makes it operational is not finished. The FSC must draft roughly 9 pieces of secondary legislation to fully launch the regime, with the detailed rules expected to land by early 2027. Firms therefore know the shape of their obligations before they know every specific. Existing operators get a transition window. VASPs that completed AML registration before the law takes effect have 12 months to apply for a license and 21 months to secure approval. That phased timeline gives incumbents close to 2 years to meet the new internal control and cybersecurity standards, while new entrants face the licensing gate from the start. Taiwan has also flagged a domestic stablecoin launch no earlier than the second half of 2026, which the framework now gives a legal footing. Regional pattern of building the rulebook first, Taiwan joins a run of jurisdictions that spent 2026 converting crypto from a lightly supervised activity into a licensed one. The European Union crossed 244 MiCA authorizations, with Germany and France leading. The United Kingdom set final rules with a 2027 compliance deadline, and Australia's crypto travel rule took effect the same week. Each regime differs in detail, but the direction is consistent. Define the license perimeter, then police it. For crypto users in Taiwan, the practical effect will unfold gradually as licenses are issued. A regulated market tends to narrow the field of operators, favoring firms with the capital and controls to clear FSC review over smaller or offshore services. The stablecoin provisions matter for anyone relying on stablecoin balances for savings or payments, since a licensed issuer regime changes which tokens can circulate legally within the domestic system. Effect on cards and spending rails. Card programs and payment services that touch Taiwan sit downstream of this. A crypto card that converts a balance to spend at the point of sale depends on a compliant exchange or custodian behind it, and the licensing requirement now reaches those partners. Providers courting Taiwanese users will need a licensed local counterparty or a clear cross-border structure to keep serving the market once the FSC rules are in force. The stablecoin framework is the piece to watch for spending. Much of the appeal of a stablecoin-funded crypto card rests on holding a dollar or currency-pegged token that is stable enough to spend without timing the market. A domestic issuer regime, plus a possible local stablecoin in the second half of 2026, could give Taiwanese users a regulated on-ramp for exactly that use case, though none of it is live until the secondary legislation and the first licenses arrive.